The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Minister of State for Public Procurement and E-Government, Oisín Smith, is with me in studio. Minister, you're welcome to The Hard Shoulder to talk about the deposit return scheme.
Hello.
So I see in the Indo today a suggestion that maybe people are not buying into this scheme in its entirety, given the amount, millions of euro unclaimed in the first 40 days of the scheme, which would suggest there's lots of bottles out there with the little R logo that are not being returned. Well, what are the facts and figures as you have them?
Well, a million bottles and cans came back yesterday in one day. So at this, on the first day of this scheme, 1st of February, 5,000 bottles and cans. Yesterday, 1 million. So it's growing and growing. It's not a peak yet. It'll be around 3 or 4 million later this year. But if people are anything like me, I've got a big bag of bottles and cans in the kitchen, which I'm trying to hide from my kids so they don't bring it down and get the money back. And I think
that's very bad example you're setting. We've had people in from the deposit return scheme here, and they're suggesting we should be encouraging the kids to do it. You're keeping the money yourself.
I'm very happy for the kids to pick them up on the footpaths or in the fields around the house. And I remember when I used to walk to work and get the bus, I would pass by bottles and cans in my housing estate. Now, when I walk through, I'm not seeing them anymore. And that is the point of the plan. I used to see these bottles and cans. Clearly, somebody had drunk an energy drink, thrown it on the ground when they were finished. If you do that now, somebody else is going to pick it up in a few minutes because it's money on the ground. So that's the point of the scheme. What I'm looking forward to is in the summer talking to the Tidy Towns groups, Irish Business Against Litter, against the street sweepers, and saying to them, you're the people who clear up the streets. What are you seeing? Are you seeing a big change in the amounts of bottles and cans in the ground? And I think that we're going to see that.
Yeah, I gave you the example during the ad break. We had a kind of a hurling blitz at the club and I was going around picking up rubbish afterwards, and the kids kind of came after me to take back the plastic bottles because they could make a few cent off them, which I guess is another example of it working. The complaint people have, though, and it's a complaint I have as well, is it's a pain in the backside having this bag or this box in the kitchen where once there was none.
Yeah, it's a change of habit. I mean, it's something new, but there is a real benefit to it. And as you were saying about the GAA, the sustainability manager from the GAA came to visit me and said, can they put reverse vending machines in the GAA clubs, which donate the money back to the club? So all those huge loads of bottles of water that you see for the kids on the Saturdays, that they can put them back in and that the money can go back to the clubs. And I'd be very happy to try and help them to get
that. That's something you'd be willing to look into.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great idea. What happens to the unclaimed money at the moment? Is there a plan for it? Because the figures today would suggest. Now, listen, maybe there's people who are waiting. They're kind of hoarding plastic bottles at home until there's a sufficient amount there, like we do with our glass bottles, I guess. But if people don't bring them back, what happens to the deposits?
I think it is just like the glass bottles, that people wait till they've got enough to be worthwhile to bring back. And at this stage, a lot of bottles and cans have gone back, have been people handing back two or three things just to try out the machine and see how it works.
Yeah.
But later on, people will be coming down with 20 or 30, getting a five or getting a tenner and using it for their shopping. And, you know, the scheme is set up in such a way that it cannot make a profit. It doesn't have shareholders. It can't pay out a dividend. So it can't it can't retain money within the scheme that then gets, you know, paid out to somebody as some kind of
profit. So where does
profit.
It go, though, if it doesn't?
So the money can only be used to promote recycling. So, you know, if we have a situation where it's you know, it's not bringing back enough money, I can put up I can change the rate of the deposit if I needed to, but I really don't think I am going to. I think it's set at about the right rate, and we were able to look at the example in lots of other countries and see how does it work there, what percentage return rate are we likely to get. I'd expect we're going to hit the average in Europe, which is 92% of bottles and cans coming back.
And what was the recycling rate of bottles and cans in this country?
60%. So in other words, we're going to increase it by 50%, from 60% to 92%.
Because that's the other complaint I guess people have. And again, I'd put my hands up, I've had it as well, as about the scheme, is that I was able to just walk out my back door and there was a bin there that I was doing my recycling in. And lots of people were doing that. The figures would suggest there was plenty of other people who weren't recycling.
Yeah,
and they kind of get caught by this.
It's the people at home who are consuming at home. It's people drinking drinks on the go. So you're out in your car or you're walking in the woods and then you just throw, like the ones I saw at my housing estate, that are just somebody walking along, throws it on the ground beside them. So it's to reach that level, that 90%. And I accept that it is a change of habit, and it takes time to change. And like, do you remember the first time you went to the bottle bank with your glass bottles? I certainly don't. It's just something that has now become a normal thing you do. Bottle banks are not a convenient place to go, unlike a shop. Glass bottles are heavy. You don't get money back when you do it, but you never think about it, right? The plastic bottles is a much nicer prospect. You bring them with you when you're on your way to go shopping and you get money back, and there's a very nice feedback. You don't get to smash glass, but you do get to get cash back.
Everyone gets a kick out of smashing glass.
And you don't
glass.
Have to spend the money in the shop. You are entitled to have cash instead. So just walk up with the ticket and you can ask for cash instead if you want.
You don't get that stale smell of beer in your hands either, like when you go to the bottle bank.
And you have no shame either, because you don't have to show
yeah, exactly. You've been
drinking.
How much red wine is Usheen Smith drinking there every week? You look at the bottle
very
bank.
Little.
Have you got targets, though? When you say you want to hit this 92%, is a 92% figure, at what point do you feel you have to have hit that to
so
say
target,
this scheme is a success?
Our target for the first year is 75%.
Okay.
And we have to reach 90% by 2029. That's our European target. But we are going to hit that, I'd say, within 2 years. We're doing very well. Thank all the Irish people who've brought back their bottles and cans. The million bottles and cans that came back yesterday. And later on in the summer, I'm sure I can come back to you and tell you that we're reaching 3 million, 3.5 million, something much higher than that.
Somebody's wondering if you'd ever look at a similar scheme for glass bottles, a deposit on them and bringing them back to a scheme.
The reason we didn't do glass bottles is because we already have a very high rate of return of glass, over 80%. We could include it in a later version. I wanted the scheme to work and be launched on time the first day rather than include lots of different things. Might also look at Tetra Paks, because I know that they do that in Australia. Other product types. If anyone has suggestions for how to make the scheme better or different, I'd love to hear them.
My son is collecting the receipts until he gets to €100. Is that okay, or would they lose their value? I guess they're asking whether the barcode might time out.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't ever time out. And yes, you can collect them up and get €100. Great idea. That's a way of saving.
Back to that question about the sustainability officer in the GAA.
Yeah.
Put it to you about putting in the schemes there. I mean, have you a timeline in mind as to when you might like to see that roll out? Is it just kind of something you're in consideration stage at the moment?
It's not a complicated thing to do. So one of the things I'll have to do is I'll have to change the law that we made, which says that you must offer cash back to people who bring back bottles and cans. So we may have to bring in a new rule that says that you can have charity reverse vending machines and put those in places like sports clubs or somewhere that you want to allow donations from the public to a specific place, but it's something that we can do during the year. No problem.
Usheen Smith, Minister of State for Public Procurement and E-Government Minister, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.